This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Voters. So that's always been the way that I have kind of conducted myself. And I will say that I believe that my success in this arena is due to that. And I am very intentional about bringing people who don't think like me or look like me or share my politics into my conversations, so that I don't have blinders on and I'm not just thinking about things in terms of the Democratic, conversations. I'm having those conversations and asking for counsel from people from all across the spectrum. And I think that we're better for that.
Yeah.
I think that my, if you look at my legislation, I think it's better. Because I do have that broad view.
Well, we need more of that, for sure. Congratulations, 55.
55-0.
Just doesn't happen very often in politics anymore. Yeah. Senator Turner, always a pleasure.
It's always nice. Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
We're going to take a break. We get back. Our friends from Millikan University will be with us. We'll also check in with Tanya Andrews from Crossing Healthcare. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
On this issue of immigration by Republicans in an election year.
There's an urgent call for change in Arizona after the state Supreme Court upheld a Civil War era ban on nearly all abortions there, even in cases of rape and incest. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs wants lawmakers to repeal it immediately.
We are 14 days away from this extreme ban coming back to life.
Republicans want to bring back abortion restrictions at 15 weeks of pregnancy. The EPA wants our water to be filtered better.
The Environmental Protection Agency says the move to limit certain PFAS or forever chemicals will reduce exposure for 100 million people and help prevent thousands of illnesses, including cancers. It's the first national drinking water limit on the substances, which are hazardous because they don't degrade in the environment and are linked to health issues like low birth weight and kidney cancer.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There'll be something new at the Olympics this summer. Some athletes won't just be going for the gold. They'll run for the money. Cash prizes will be awarded in Paris for the winners in track and field events. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today, #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Former President Trump is again blaming who he calls White House thugs for all his legal issues as he keeps appealing a civil fraud ruling and faces 4 criminal trials. Posting on Truth Social this morning, it's communism, an illegal attack on President Biden's political opponent and election interference, saying they want to put him in jail for doing absolutely nothing wrong. Well, his first trial is set to start in New York with jury selection Monday.
The former president hopes to push back that start as he fights a gag order issued in March by trial judge Juan Merchan. The Manhattan DA's office requested it to counter what it said was the former president's history of disparaging statements about those involved in cases against him. Lawyers for former President Trump called the gag order unconstitutional. A full panel of appellate judges will decide on the gag order Monday before jury selection begins. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In that New York case, the former president's charged with falsifying records related to 2016 hush money payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. In Texas, a fight over government payments.
Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Tuesday in order to stop the program, which would give nearly 2,000 people from the Houston area who qualify no strings attached $500 monthly payments for 18 months. The program is funded for $20.5 million by the pandemic-era American Rescue Plan. In his court filing, Paxton called the program a socialist experiment, which he claims is unconstitutional. Harris County, Texas Judge Lena Hidalgo, who is the area's top elected official, said guaranteed income is a successful anti-poverty program and that the lawsuit, quote, reads more like a MAGA manifesto than a legal document. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Again on Wall Street, a sell-off is looming after the worse-than-expected inflation report. Dow futures down more than 400 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When you're ready to get out and prep your yard for spring, we get you the right products at the right prices. Right now, rewards members get a free $15 gift card with a $100 purchase of Scotts products. Save $10 on select 20-pound bags of estate grass seed, $59.99. 15% off assorted Longfield spring bulbs. And all Livingston vegetable and flower seeds, 25% off MSRP. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Hi, this is Brian Mose. Join us at Britlinger and Earl Funeral Homes for our open door session, April 18th at 11:30 or 6, where we're hosting an important conversation about prearrangements and preparing for the talk of a lifetime. Discover the peace of mind that comes with planning ahead and ensuring your wishes are honored. Our caring experts will help you start a discussion, answering any questions you may have along the way. Reserve your seat today and take the first step towards a meaningful conversation that will benefit you and your loved ones for years to come. Britlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, here for you every step of the way.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Slight chance of rain, mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 66. Tonight, windy with showers, mainly after 7 p.m. The rain could be heavy at times, and a low of 51. For Thursday, showers and more wind, high near 56. Friday, sunny and breezy with a high near 62. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06. This look at your weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
We talk about portals, right? How about transfer day at Millikan University? Molly Berry will be with us, and we'll check in with Tanya Andrews from Crossing Healthcare. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Do you ever hear a story like the Kobe Bryant statue story, and you think how, but then it also makes you feel good, like they make mistakes no matter how big it is?
Yeah.
No matter how much money you have to throw at something, you're the Los Angeles Lakers. You own the NBA for the last, 40 years, the home of Magic Johnson and Phil Jackson and Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant, and you can't even put a statue up and spell things right on it.
Multiple errors.
Multiple. Wrong numbers, wrong names. And I don't wish that on anyone.
No.
But does it kind of give you some grace going, look, even at the very top, they have a hard time getting the details right?
Man, it is a copy and paste world.
I'm just telling you. We'll tell you what all that means here in a little bit. But I want to start with the director of admission for Millikan University, who's back with us. Molly, it's great to see you. And, you guys, like everyone else, you have to think about things differently. Life doesn't look like it did before COVID and probably won't look like it did before COVID for a long time, if ever. Things are changing, constantly evolving. Kids are making decisions. Parents are making decisions. How do you stay on top of all of that?
I mean, that's a great question. And it is a season and a cycle that is constantly moving and changing. We're having to pivot all the time in admission, and especially this year because the FAFSA delays. So everyone has been talking about
the government comes in.
Correct.
What was the thought process? We're going to make things more difficult?
It was the heart. I like to think the heart of the process was trying to make it better for families and students. The FAFSA has needed an overhaul for probably a decade, to be quite honest. It was too labor intensive. It was too many hurdles for families.
I would start with just changing the name.
I know.
But like government does often, we're here to help.
Big blow up.
It got screwed up.
Yeah. So for families out there, the great news is that just 2 weeks ago, colleges and universities were able to pull in financial aid data. So that's great. That's not why I'm here this morning, but I still think that's a great message for families. Colleges and universities can finally see if you have filled out the FAFSA. So that's great news. So now we are pivoting quickly, scrambling quickly to make sure we get out those packages, financial aid packages to families so that they can make really great decisions about their college future. But yeah, we're having to pivot. Part of the pivoting is always thinking about who are we not reaching? Who do we need to reach next? And more, it's transfer students. Transfer students need to be the pipeline to Millikan. We need to have better services, better functions, and a really nice process for transfers.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit. I was surprised. 20% of Millikan students are transfers. I would have not guessed that high a percentage.
I think more and more colleges are there, if not 20, maybe 30% for transfer students. And that's, we have been focusing and trying to focus on transfers more and more. It used to be, I would say like the forgotten stepson at Millikan were transfer students, and now we need to make transfer students part of the red carpet rollout.
Okay. Is it easier to transfer today than it used to be? I mean, does stuff add up? Can I bring everything with me? Do credits count? All of those questions.
Yep. I had a parent come up to me on Saturday. We had a big admitted student day on Saturday, and the dad was like, you know, when I had transfer credits 30 years ago, and none of them transferred in. I said, long gone are those days, right? So a student comes to us, more and more high schools are offering dual credit, AP classes.
Right.
Even like the really awesome things happening in DPS with a partnership with Richland, our students are going to graduate from DPS and have an associate's degree. More and more campuses or more and more high schools are doing that. So at Millikan, we started asking this last fall, okay, so how do we roll out the red carpet for our Prep Academy kids coming in from Richland and DPS in 2 years? Because we know that first graduating class is going to come in. We want them to come to Millikan. We want them to be 2 years with us at MU. And so we're doing the same thing for transfers. We have made it really easy for students with credit to come in.
So much of this makes sense. It never made sense to me, kind of the old way of doing this. And I guess when you have a captive audience and when people are lined up to come to you, you can be like, well, okay, here are the rules.
Or should be.
But when everyone has to now go, all right, why are we putting obstacles in front of people who could be potential partners, you know, with us? I mean, I think that the students, the families, the university, it's a win-win-win.
See, I love a good reformation. I love a good blow up. And the reason I say that is because higher education was made for a certain population of people.
Yep.
And over the years, we've finally started to say, well, wait a second. Why is this barrier there? Why is that barrier there? Why are we putting more hurdles in front of students who want to graduate with a degree? So that's what we're doing. So we have been focusing on transfers. We're trying to, again, pave the way for transfers to make it really simple to come into Millikan. Transfers ask essentially two questions. How much is it going to cost me and how fast can I graduate? Because think about it. They have either an associate's degree or almost an associate's degree or maybe 12 credits or maybe 10 credits. And they just want to know, all right, it maybe has taken me a little longer. Maybe I started kind of unconventionally, but I want to finish. I want to finish at Millikan and I just need to know how much that's going to cost me.
All right. So what is the transfer day?
So we have Explore Transfer Day at Millikan on Friday, and that's a half day experience. And the reason we do half day is because we don't want it to take up too much of folks' time. We want them to be able to pop in, pop out, get the questions that they need. So there is still time to register. We will also take walk-ins. Starts in the morning. We're going to start with a welcome session, a meet the deans, so a chance to talk to academic services. But the really neat part of this day is the focus on the registrar's office, because again, the registrar's office is the best friend for a transfer student. They will take a look at the transcript. They'll say, yep, this is how many credits you have coming in. This is what they will count for at Millikan. And this is how fast we can get you through the academic cycle at Millikan so you graduate from Millikan.
All right. So that event, you can go to millikan.edu.com if you want to find out about any of the events we talk about, because there's quite a few things coming up here in April. But there will also be transfer students there, right?
Yeah.
For people to kind of like share. Sometimes kids relate to peers and their experience, right?
Yep.
More so than the instructors or the people who are in the registrar's office. Like, how's it been for you?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. What about campus visit day coming up on Saturday, April 20th? I'm assuming this is just a little broader and for everyone.
Yeah, it is for everyone. And it is a full day experience. We love our Saturday campus visit days. This is really designated for people who are just starting to dabble. So I think perfect for sophomores and juniors. But of course, hi, if you're a senior, you haven't visited us on campus this year, we want you to come and see. We'll have a gift for all seniors who come to campus visit day just for visiting. But this is a great, hey, what does Millikan have to offer? Can we talk a little bit about price? Can we talk a little bit about academic programs? And it's going to be a gorgeous day. So much fun.
All right. When you walk around campus or you go from building to building, Do you feel like you've accomplished a lot of what you guys wanted to accomplish, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago? I mean, it's never looked more like my community before. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in race and everything else. I mean, it just, you know, Millikan felt like it looked a certain way for a lot of years, and now it looks more like the whole community. I know you still get a lot of people who come from, you know, Chicago or wherever to, you know, particularly in the performing arts or other areas. But do you feel like you've bridged the gap to the community where kids graduating from Mount Zion or Moreau Forsyth or St. Teresa or, you know, Decatur Public Schools feel like it's a natural choice for them?
I believe so. We are living the dream that we set in place 10, 15, 20 years ago to make our campus feel the most accessible for the most people. And again, it does feel like the slice of community. It does feel like Decatur. It feels different than Decatur. My favorite part is walking on campuses and passing someone who's speaking in a different language. I love walking on campus and seeing students who are local kids who might be repping their high school wear still. But I also love seeing students who are coming to us from inner city Chicago, downtown St. Louis. Again, we have a little slice of everything. During the solar eclipse the other day, it was so much fun because everyone just poured out from the buildings and are all just standing there. Again, different backgrounds, different people, different groups, faculty and staff. It was so beautiful. And it was a lovely day. And I thought, this is the perfect example of what a college campus is.
Nick, do you feel like, you know, from your days there, you know, which, you know, has been some time, that it feels different to you today than it did when you were a student on the campus of Millikan University? Not that your experience was different, but just the population of the student body?
I would say that it's leaned into a lot harder. There may have been some of the diversity that she's talking about. People were from all over the place.
They came to play football or do whatever.
Yeah. But it almost feels purposeful now, and it seems like, to answer your question in a short way, absolutely yes.
But do you feel like as a local kid, you know, I mean, you grew up here.
Yep.
You know, you graduated from MacArthur High School. There's a longing that kids have about going somewhere or going away somewhere that you got what you wanted or would have gotten going somewhere. Did your experience provide that for you at Millikan?
Yeah. Just to give you like a quick couple of things that I was able to do. I was able to join a fraternity. I was able to be on the radio. I was able to do small projects. I got my training. I did all of that. I have lifelong friends that are all across the United States and around the world right now. Still to this day, I got all of it.
Yeah.
Got every bit of it.
I think there's something about young people, and I think it's just a natural curiosity. I don't think it's a pejorative, but it's like you feel like you have to go somewhere else to find that thing, when often the case it could be right here in your own backyard, because they're bringing people that are like-minded from all over the globe to be there with you. You don't have to go to Bloomington Normal. There's no, like, 45 minutes isn't the magic bullet to give that.
My high school is on essentially the same street as my college.
Yeah.
My friends that were still in town going, you know, to Richland or working or whatever, it almost was like two worlds. And we're blocks away. It felt like two different worlds.
So that I was just at MacArthur Recruiting last Thursday. They had a college and career fair there over lunch. And I was talking to students. And the first five that came up to my table said, I've applied to Millikan and I've been admitted. And I said, yes, take whatever you want on the table. That's like great news. And then I said, we had a few more that came up and I said, oh, I want to go somewhere outside of Decatur. And I said, okay, I hear you. I was that person at 18. I get it. I said, but I want you to come to campus visit day on April 20th. And that's what I exactly said to her. I said, because I promise you, when you step foot on campus, it doesn't feel like your home. I mean, it does, because you can go and have a home cooked meal tomorrow if you wanted to, but it's just a little different. Like a college campus feels just a little bit isolated from other things. Even though we're part of the community, there is something magic that happens.
Yeah, and it's also, but I think the biggest difference for people, and you're right, I mean, it's universal with young people.
Yeah.
Everybody has this feeling of like, well, I just go to some big place, you know. But those big places, you're a number, you know, you're not a name, you know, where as you go to, like, you're going to have foreign exchange students from Japan and Germany, and you're going to meet people from all walks of life. Yes. And particularly because the Department of, you know, of Theater and Dance, which, you know, the variety of people come from all over the place. You're going to have the football game to go to on Saturday. You're going to have a women's basketball team that's incredible to root for. You're going to have all those same experiences. It has nothing to do with geography.
Correct.
And I wish I could, you know, tell 18-year-olds that, but they just distance means, yes, you know, freedom.
Yeah. I had to make it a point to bring my friends to campus, have them come visit, or I'd make time to go back home even though I'm here.
I know.
Honestly, my favorite is like when you see the local kid, right? The person that stays at Millikan and is from the local area, they instantly become the credible person for all the new students. Oh yeah, let me take you to Crackles. It's the coolest place in town. Oh yeah,
fact. That's a fact. So I was the guy.
I know, and I love that. And we always have a pocket of what become hometown tour guides,
right?
And show them the best parts of Decatur. They are our best city ambassadors, are those local kids.
All right, so that campus visit day is Saturday, April 20th, from 8:30 to 2:30. Is that like the whole day? I mean, if I come, I'm having that whole day experience.
We want you to be there the whole day because we give you the whole thing to think about that whole day.
Go to millikan.edu/visit if you would like to register. All kinds of events that are coming up. You know, as we get into April and May, I mean, I can't believe we're the commencement's May 19th.
Wild.
I mean, we're like...
we're there.
Right?
Yep.
It's almost overwhelming, the number of activities. And part of that is, I think it's always been there, but you guys are doing so much more outreach. One of the things we love every week about doing this is, all right, all these great things are happening, but sometimes they happen in a vacuum, you know, as a company, yes, as an industry, as a whatever. And you're now sharing so much more of that with the community. And I think the byproduct of that is just going to be more local students interested in going.
That's what we want, right?
Yeah.
We want to own our backyard is what we've been saying for a long time. And so we need to be able to do that.
Well, there's a whole celebrations of scholarship and the honors convocation, day of scholarship, poster symposium, True Blue Day, Founders Day, and then spring commencement.
April and May is
yes.
It's the best.
I drive through campus almost every single day on my way home. And maybe it was
through campus?
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
Main Street.
Oakland,
yeah.
Maine.
I dog.
Not on the quad or anything. But the other day, it might have been this week, Monday or the last part of last week, I had to stop my car like four times for families crossing from Griswold, going over to the new team store or whatever that's called.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Sure.
Walking out and going to the packed parking lots over by the disc. I was like, what is going on? It looked like a visit day because there were moms, dads, and kids. But, I mean, like dozens, literal dozens.
Yep. We had admitted student day on Saturday, and that's just a great chance for anybody who has been admitted to the university to come and just get a taste of what it's going to be like in the fall. And we had a ton of families, and it was a beautiful day. And so people were just milling around, taking pictures, and we love that. So it has just been hopping. April is a very busy month for us. It's one of my favorite seasons at Millikan is because we're celebrating students left and right.
Yeah, well, the campus is, you know, with the addition of the two latest buildings, yes. I mean, that makes a difference.
It does. And nursing, like the Health Sciences Center, like has opened, and it is fantastic. We are having a formal ribbon cutting in early May for that building. And if you have not walked through that simulation lab, if you have not walked through that new space, it is amazing to see what our students are learning in, and then we'll feed right into the hospital systems and our local communities and then beyond.
All right. How many people do you work with in admission?
So I supervise 7.
Okay.
There are 4 additional directors. There are about 15 of us total.
It's not a big crowd.
It's not huge.
I mean, when you look at just the amount of events and the things that are going on, I'm assuming it's always busy.
Yes. And it's hair on fire season for us. I mean, I've been saying that for about 2 weeks, but every time I start a staff meeting, I'm like, good morning. Don't forget hair on fire season, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like. But the staff is phenomenal. They have good energy. We're in a really good place right now. It's really exciting. It's a lovely day to work at Millikan.
That's a perk as a student too, knowing your registrar, knowing your counselor, knowing the lady in the print shop or whatever, like, you know them, they know you. You can get things done so much easier than if you're one of 20,000.
Big isn't better, by its very definition. And as parents, are concerned, I know that there's the Make and Promise, there's financial aid, there's all kinds of ways to be able to make Millikan affordable for everyone. But the take on a lot of 4-year big universities, and this is happening like with Ohio State, is that they're pressing kids into like 5-year degrees, so they can get an extra year.
Right.
So you start like,
right,
you look at what the philosophy of the bigs and what they're doing, versus the more tailored small experience that you have, but you get everything the bigs have to offer. that, you know, the lights on Broadway aren't as bright as they used to be. And I think kids are figuring that out and families are figuring that out. And to be a name, I just can't tell you how important that is, rather than being just a number of, you know, one of 70,000 numbers, you know, versus knowing your professors, right, and they know you, and knowing all the people on campus. And it's just, it's a different experience.
The things that I tell parents on visit days, so I start their day, and I say, here's the difference at Millikan. At Millikan, if you are a student in, let's say, biology, you don't have to wait to do research with your faculty. You don't have to wait to get your fingers dirty in the science, right? It's not just like sitting in a seat and listening. At a lot of big schools, they'll say, yeah, you have a chance to do research with faculty if you're in the top 10% your junior year and if you get picked, right? So, yeah, everybody has a chance, but you have to earn it. So at Millikan, everybody gets
hands-on.
From day one, you start to research with your faculty, and you're doing those huge poster projects with them. It's every single student. And that's the difference. It is one-on-one. It's, I know your name, and I have known you since you're a first-year student. I've been your advisor for 4 years. This internship just opened up. You need to apply for this because it would be perfect for you, right? So it's like, I've built the relationship, and we're getting you right through the door. It's awesome. Right.
For transfer students, if somebody hasn't had that freshman experience, they have to adjust from wherever they're coming.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
And what do you find anecdotally from those kinds of students when, you know, once they arrive and they get, you know, in place at Millikan?
Yes. Transfer students are our hardest working students.
Okay.
Because they've understood that they've had to come in a different route. And so the neat thing about transfers is they are kind of the folks that are sitting at the front of the seat. They're building the relationship with faculty right away because they understand that they only have maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, depending on how they're transferring in. So they're making their most of their time. It's really awesome to see how engaged our transfer students get from the very first day. So we'll have transfer orientation in the fall for them. So they just get onboarded really nicely. They're not missing out on anything. They feel like they're part of the community. And then they're getting plugged into classes immediately. And like I said, we have been trying to roll out the red carpet for transfers for a while now. So it's not as if they're kind of forgotten, kind of in the background. Sure. Transfers are at the front.
All right. You can go to millikan.edu/visit if you'd like to find out more about any of the upcoming programs, and there are a ton. Molly, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today we've got a chance of rain a little later, mostly cloudy and a high of 66 tonight, windy and rain. It could be heavy at times, low of 51. Thursday, more rain, more wind, high of 56. Then Friday, sunny and breezy, high near 62. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:27.
At Brincotter Realtors, we're not just here to facilitate transactions. We're here to build lasting relationships. We believe that the heart of every successful real estate journey lies in the connections we make and the partnerships we create. Loyalty isn't handed out, it's earned. That's why we're dedicated to earning your trust every step of the way. Discover the difference at Brincotter Realtors, building bonds beyond your home. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brincotter.com.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When you're ready to get out and prep your yard for spring, we get you the right products at the right prices. Right now, rewards members get a free $15 gift card with a $100 purchase of Scotts products. $30 instant savings on a 21-inch Craftsman push mower powered by a Briggs & Stratton engine. Plus, shop new spring styles of Carhartt, Ariat, and Wrangler clothing or footwear. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Fairchild from Hickory Point Bank. Whether you're looking for a loan to expand your business or a service-minded place to do your everyday banking, experience counts. And here at Hickory Point Bank, we have years and years of it. But experience doesn't just mean longevity. It means knowing when to rely on the tried and true and when to offer a more innovative solution. It means using everything we've learned to meet the banking needs of people just like you. Hickory Point Bank, member FDIC.
This is R.J. Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The Heart of Illinois Community Foundation is accepting applications from area nonprofits seeking grants from the Community Works Fund. $400,000 in grants are being awarded due to the $1 million Moving Forward grant funding collaboration between the foundation and Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. Individual grants will be between $10,000 and $100,000. The deadline to apply is May 7th. Winners will be announced June 11th at 8.05 a.m. on WSOY's Byers & Company. The purpose of the grants is to support education, workforce development, and environmental sustainability. The volunteers of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital will host a gently used sale next Thursday from 7 to 2 in the hospital's Assisi room. Among the items for sale, purses, jewelry, scarves, sunglasses, books, movies, games, CDs, candles, and much more. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Inflation stickier than expected, up another 0.4 last month. President Biden in a Univision interview, why not shut down the chaos at the border with executive action?
Some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
The House will delay sending articles of impeachment against the Homeland Secretary to the Senate till next week. Charges of failing to secure the border. Tiger Woods returns to the Masters at Augusta, the five-time champ looking to master old injuries.
I still think they can. So I don't know when that day comes, but I still think that I can. I haven't got to that point where I don't think I can.
Tiger says I hurt every day, then correcting, no, I ache every day. America is listening to Fox News.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the spring supplies you need because we get you. For farms and projects of any size, find the right products at the right prices. Like 2.5 gallons of Clean Def, just $8.49. 2,000-pound Champion ATV-UTV winch kits, $79.99. Rewards members save an extra $10. Better Built truck boxes, 10% off. Rewards members save 15%. Plus, join us in Madison, Wisconsin for the Midwest Horse Fair. Stop by the Blaine's Farm and Fleet booths for discounts, giveaways, and more.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Chance of rain a little later, mostly cloudy and a high near 66. Windy and rain tonight. Could be heavy at some points. Low of 51 for Thursday. Showers and more wind. High near 56. Then Friday, sunny and breezy. High near 62. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
Listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a beautiful, so far, Wednesday morning. I know we got some rain in the forecast, but man, check out the weekend. And in the next week, we're talking sunny and 80s. Makes me just happy saying that out loud. All right. I got to tell you, I was listening. Tanya Hendricks joins us in studios from Crossing Healthcare. This is not a political conversation to me. It starts in a political arena, but it's a bigger conversation we were having off the air about age today and demographics and groups. And there's a candidate for the Senate in Wisconsin who is a Donald Trump endorsed candidate. Who went on a podcast and said that people in nursing homes shouldn't be allowed to vote because they are in kind of the last, they shouldn't be making decisions about our future because they're not going to be in our future was basically the gist of the argument. And it was interesting to me because the average age of a person in a nursing home is 81 years old. Donald Trump will be 78 this year, which means if the guy he's supporting is elected, he will be older than those people that shouldn't vote, making all the decisions in his second term.
Actually making the decisions, yeah.
And this guy sees no irony in this statement at all. Now, that's... I'm not bringing up to bring up politics. I'm just saying the way we look at age is so different through whatever prism it is that we're using or categories. And there's so many people stuck in like the 19 kind of 50s, like when we used to go, well, let's look at your body mass index and see whether you're overweight or not. Oh, Mr. Stallone, in the middle of making Rocky III, you're obese. Makes no sense at all. Now, you could have the argument, would we like younger candidates for the office because they can relate to people who are, sure. But the idea that if you're too old to vote but not too old to run seems like a non-starter for me. And the difference today, and this was the thing I was having with Clay earlier. Clay was kind of thought I was mad at him. I'm not mad. I'm offended. When you go 50 plus, when you just count everybody on the other side of 50 as one big group, I go, wait a minute.
100%. I'm in that 50 plus group now.
And we're being defensive. And
we
I realize
are
it.
Being defensive. I exercise a lot.
You do.
I do. I'll win those senior games.
And I think
they're there to be won. That's the point. They are there to be won.
But table tennis?
Yeah.
I'm going to go run.
They have track.
Skipping.
What does that mean? Track.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Is that the dash, the 100-meter dash? Or
maybe.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. Me and Brian are going to go take those games.
No, we're not. Because I don't like, that would be the equivalent of, like, hunting, like, when the bears, like, actually fenced in.
You're right.
Yeah, if it was all lumped together, that's a lose-lose situation. Because if you win, you shouldn't have picked on them. And if you lose, you shouldn't have lost.
100%. Yeah,
all I am saying is that we seem to do less and less nuance in America when more nuance is absolutely necessary. And it is almost like some people in the political world or else. And once again, separating out, it just happened to be around this whole senior games thing with Clay. This conversation started, but it's almost like the politicians have like a nuance EpiPen on standby, right? Like, I mean, they not only are allergic to it, I mean, they want to kill it.
Yeah, it's tough. I struggle anytime we as a country collectively have a conversation about limiting people's right to vote. That is what makes the United States of America.
But to say it out loud when you're backing a candidate the same age.
I know. Maybe it was just lost on him in that moment.
Or you're 78 and the 81-year-old's too old.
Right.
I mean, it's like, come on.
It's hard. And I think the older I get, the different, I see age so much differently. And I know that every person who, you know, ages says that, but it's true. And I think that, you know, just as we should not categorize young people as being naive or not knowing things or not being wise, we need to not categorize people with more decades under their belt as somehow being, you know, not with the times.
No,
or incapable of understanding new things.
And on the flip side of that, there are plenty of them that aren't any smarter or any wiser throughout all their years. all I am saying is I think you got to rethink what you do with branding today and categories. They're way more blurred than they've been, you know, in my lifetime. On the one side of that notion is an easy one to go. Women's basketball and the change in, you know, like your daughter and the role models she has to look up to and the platforms that are available to her to do that.
Yes.
Way different than when I was a kid. You know, that's progress. A lot of times the brands will sort themselves out and the people will find the value in that and they will go there. And we're starting to see that per our conversation earlier, right? But in some ways, we still do really weird things. I mean, why are we still using BMI?
Oh, it's such a good question. I think that most physicians have it, you know, most electronic health records automatically calculate that if you put a height and a weight in. I would tell you most physicians ignore that information and have the nuanced conversation. I don't think there's too many physicians anymore who will surely just look at BMI and have that conversation.
I just recently filled out a form to switch insurance.
Okay. Because, you know, insurance companies are wise.
Because we got new people coming in and everything's kind of in a state of flux right now, which is, it's all good, but you got to do a lot of this kind of stuff. And I haven't done anything like that for like 16 years. So it's, you know,
and
I am in the okay weight range, the okay weight range. I have
a badge.
Okay. I literally have I am now, there's argument in my head of whether I'm 56 or 57. That also comes with age.
You're something like that.
I'm either turning or turning. Okay, so my height, my weight, I literally at 56, 57 still have a 28 inch waist, and I am considered okay in my weight range according to the BMI. Not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they want to know why people have issues around weight.
The BMI has become a mainstay for the commercial side of this, so that if 60 or 70% of your population is okay or worse, there's a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah.
Brian is fit.
Brian's fit.
You're fit.
I am not.
You're not as dialed in as you have been.
I am not as,
but you are fit.
As fit as I have been.
But
I am not overweight.
No.
And I am not, I don't believe, just anecdotally of average weight for my age.
No.
Certainly not in the United States of America.
No. I am not the buffet guy.
Same.
That is, you know, deep breathing after table tennis.
But here's the thing. I think these insurance companies do this, obviously, to calculate risk, and they don't want you to feel good about yourself.
They want to charge more.
Correct.
I mean, I get that.
Right.
I'm just saying we hang on to these notions, mm-hmm. even though we know they're not true. And a lot of
universal. Because some people genetically just carry around weight and are fit, have good organs, have everything. But, I mean, it doesn't mean the same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I honestly do not think I know the health insurance companies are doing that. They're doing that for sort of actuarial reasons, but I'm telling you, physicians are not using that information the way they
did. It's not accurate.
10 or 15 years ago.
It's not going to do them any good to solve the problem that they're working on. Mm-hmm. And also just taking someone's word for it.
But I'm buying insurance from you.
And
you are working for me.
Well, but that's what they forget.
Yeah.
That's something that I think, you know, we as a society have to somehow figure out ways to exercise our rights around that, because we feel as though we're at the mercy of the insurance companies and they do.
Well, we are.
Well, we are. I think collectively we've got to figure out ways to push back, and that's tough.
Well, I think that I feel like we started life like in the government had to sort of categorize things a certain way, and we've just not evolved. At least the answers, the solutions, the appeal, none of that has evolved with humans as we've evolved. We live to older ages. We're more functional to older ages. Mm-hmm. Retirement isn't the same age it used to be.
We can't afford to retire for 10 or 15 more years.
we're more active on a whole, but it's also very much a have or have not in that area. area, the people who are active are more active. The people who are not are even in greater numbers. You know, all of that, you know, there's not a simple answer to any of it.
There's not. There's still a lot of disparities, and I wouldn't be doing my job representing Crossing in my population if I didn't point out this. But there's still a significant number of disparities around health, exercise, and aging well. Related to education and income. And so, you know, if you look at lifespan and life expectancy, what you will see is a strong correlation around education, which then correlates with usually wealth and life expectancy. And that has not changed in our country. And what we've seen is pandemic removed, because we did see a drop in life expectancy during that time.
Yeah, because everybody had to play by the same rules.
Yeah, and across all age and demographics. But correcting for that, you know, our lifespan is getting longer for people who have a good education, and we are not making progress. In fact, we're going the wrong way for low income populations. So that's a lot of work for me.
Well, it is, but I'm not suggesting that everyone is, or that anyone is free of stress, but when you put stress into everything about how do you keep the power turned on? I mean, the stuff that people who are of a certain, you know, don't have to have those day to day worries on top. And that doesn't mean that they don't have stress. Right. I'm just saying it's a whole different ball game.
It really is. It really is.
So let's just figure out what we're going to do here in the senior games.
Okay, so yeah, I want to play. I'm going to get a new track
bowling
suit. Oh no, we have to dress for this too. Like, we got to get the right track suits.
That'd be awesome.
Track suits.
Run DMC style.
We got to get track suits.
No, I want to go very much 90s Japanese Yakuza style.
You got to have it open, taco shopping. Meat out. The whole
tattoos,
night. Yeah. Chest tattoos.
Yeah.
What's my look, Nick?
Oh, I don't know.
I got to figure this out.
Olivia Newton-John, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Leg warmers.
Yeah. I love it. Headbands.
Headbands and leg warmers. I'm down for it. Big hair.
All right. So if I just go to the seniors, which, you know, in my, I am either, whether you describe it as 50 plus or you describe it as 55 plus, I fit either category. Yes. You're left out on one
I'm
of those.
I'm left out on the 55 plus. Yeah. Sorry about it.
And 65 is still the number where you're, but like a senior citizen for like Medicare, Medicaid or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
so, well, 67 now for some, it? But 64 and a half over.
Okay.
Yeah, you could.
It's a situational, but yeah, it's a ballpark there, right?
You're good. I'm being too direct.
So then even the term mature adults.
Oh, I like that one. Do I have to be?
No. In fact, I enjoy being immature.
100%. Me too.
There's no word that's just going to be a good brand. You're not going to be adults plus. You're not going
to
be.
Why do we have to be anything? Once you're done being a teenager, how else do you classify the rest of your life?
Well, 21 but like, and older. Legal.
Okay.
There you go.
There was a TV show called 30 something, you know, years ago.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, but
really angsty.
I mean, it's the idea to carve out a space where you can, I mean, cause you take somebody that's 21 there. I mean, get somebody that's 89, but in good shape. It just isn't going to work out. So you have to just kind of curate. You got to curate.
And the races, you know, the 5Ks and all they've been doing by decades. So you just do the 40s, the 50s.
That's in competition.
Yes. Yes.
But not having just a different race for the.
Oh, I mean, you could just go golf with a young person today could golf with an older person.
Yes.
You can just do that. You can bowl together. You can play ping pong, paddleball. But to compete, you've got to kind of just.
Okay. But that.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
No.
I don't know.
No, and he said there's different classes too within that.
Okay.
Okay. I can't play basketball.
Yep.
But I can compete in free throw shooting contest.
I'm going to play basketball. Actually, I'm not very good shot.
I'm not either. what I'm saying is it's the abbreviated version of everything, right? I mean,
yeah, we're going to dial it back for you old folks.
Yeah. Tennis? No. Table tennis, my friend.
Not even pickleball?
Not even ping pong. Table
pickleball's tennis. In there. That's the gold standard.
Yeah. I'm not good at pickleball.
I'm not good at pickleball people. it does say track.
Yep.
But I would be really curious.
No field.
What that means.
You just track with no field.
Standing long jump.
Standing.
We need to make our own games. Clay, we're sorry. We love you.
Yes, this is I'm glad they're doing it. I just feel like I'm getting included into something that I don't.
But you could do both. That's
the
cool
part.
What do you mean I could do both?
If there's a City Open for golf. You could be in if there, and now you can also be in this golf. You get to do both. I can't. Primarily because I can't golf.
I was going to say, maybe you better pick a different sport.
I mean, that's an example. You get to walk and you get to straddle both worlds right now.
There you go. We're lucky. And Brian, we're lucky.
It's a good thing. They're being inclusive.
What's another option for us? Because I want to get a new tracksuit.
There is bowling.
Okay.
That's the one there.
Why is that the one?
Because it's fun.
I hate
bowling.
Get the pizza.
I'm not wearing anybody else's shoes. I'm not wearing anything. You got a spray can beforehand.
You can wear the purple jumpsuit John Turturro wore in Big Lebowski.
Never, ever, ever.
I love bowling. It's a blast.
It's fun, but I'm not good at it.
I don't want to go somewhere where I have to use someone else's equipment every step of the way.
Well, get your own gear.
To use it once every 4 years.
So I can
years.
Have a bowling bag? I don't think so.
We can get you a shirt with your name in cursive.
That's the best part.
Is dressing like the Roto-Rooter man? Yeah, that's great. Give me
a
that
nice,
any
like,
day.
Tommy Bahama one or something.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. I don't know.
Every guy who's retired to Florida. They only come in triple XL.
I'm trying to think of when we did like the Y challenge and we had like some of the things that we did.
But we didn't separate out activities by age.
No, because Austin was.
I had to do the same stuff that the 22-year-old had to do.
You sure did. In fact, I think Austin and Angela were harder on the older people. They held us to higher standards.
Maybe, because we're mature adults.
We're mature adults.
And that might be what this is. They might essentially be saying the young people can't cut it.
No, they're not.
They haven't gotten to this level yet.
How are some of our, like, I feel like some really good gym relays would be your jam, Brian.
There was no doubt about it during
TRX.
The WSOY MCA challenge that it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
You get Matt Whitehead. I got 25 years and I will race your ass down the gym every single time and make you look bad.
That was fun.
We hurt ourselves to not look bad.
Yeah, no, but that's okay.
It was so fun.
What if they had Taekwondo?
I'm not the guy that ended up on a scooter for 6 months.
He did.
Just saying.
Yeah, he did.
I was one of the brave ones that got on the.
How about rope skipping?
That's a good one.
I can try double dutch. That's real.
Have you seen the modern day rope skipping competitions?
That's amazing.
Does anybody call it rope skipping competition?
I think it's literal.
Jump rope?
Jump rope's recreational. Like, I'm just going to go jump rope. Rope skipping is, I'm trying to do something here.
That's okay. Like, we're doing tricks with two and three.
Yeah, it's cute
ropes.
That you jump rope. Yeah.
I skip.
I think of it as the exact opposite of that. I don't think Muhammad Ali was rope skipping. He was jumping.
he was doing something manly.
What else? Free throw shooting. Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay, that's a good one.
Miniature golf if you can't handle the golf.
Oh, that's the one right there. That's a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I love Overlook.
Table tennis, track. I don't know if that's all the categories. That's
but
then they have the closing ceremonies, which you're at this age. You know, the word closing isn't something you want to just throw around lightly.
Look, in a few years, they're going to have to add, like, video games, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
What do you mean, going to have to add in a few years, dude?
Right
when do you think video games arrived?
Yeah, you tell us.
I mean, they were in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how old are those people now?
That's a good point.
They're mature adults.
Yeah, they should add some gaming.
Yeah, I was born in 73.
Should add some gaming.
Yeah, gaming.
That's an easy add, too.
Yeah, that's
the arthritis.
Well, they were just little simple joysticks back then.
Thank
they only
you.
Had
Thanks
one
for
button.
The reminder, the Atari joystick.
Atari 2600, yeah.
I had one. I got one for Christmas.
We
Santa.
Had literally, we That's had awesome. Gaming centers where we had pockets that weighed 5 pounds of quarters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, love the arcade.
Hey, well, do you go to the one over in McLean ever?
What?
Do you know about Arcadia in McLean?
I don't know.
Free commercial right now.
Wait, I thought McLean was a county.
Well, McLean is a small little tiny town in McLean County, and there is a playable arcade called Arcadia. They have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And you can play all of the old games like Frogger and Pac-Man, and they have a ton of pinball machines. And all of the retro video games, and you go in there, you put your $20 bill in the changer, and you get your big old pocket of quarters, and you play. And it is worth your
107 South Hamilton Street in McLean, Illinois.
Super cool. It is fun. It is fun for the whole family. My kids love it.
All right. That's the best thing we've done all day.
Thank you. There you go. It is worth the drive over there. It's the Hayworth exit. So you just go drive towards Bloomington, take the Hayworth exit, and it's about 15 miles down the road when you exit over.
Their website has a philosophy statement, which I love.
They're cool. They extend their hours during spring break and school breaks so that kids can go and hang out.
All right, so here's what they say. We have replicated the closest thing to a real old-fashioned arcade as possible so that you can show your kids the magic you experienced in an arcade. No ticket machines, no wristbands, no cashless card scanners, just a change machine and a pocket full of quarters, each unlocking a new world of fantasy and delight.
Best thing ever.
I have my own arcade machine, my own pinball machine, but this is worth a drive.
You gotta go.
And it has my jams too.
They have a Gilligan's Island pinball machine, and I may or may not stand in front of it for 40 minutes whenever I go.
I love it.
It's so fun. It is a fun place to go, and it's a great little birthday party. I've taken
half of their games are still 25 cents.
Yeah. There's some 50 cent machines, but most of them are a quarter, and they have the old fashioned Frogger machine.
Yeah, that's just right there. That's 40 minutes away.
Oh, it's easy. Gallagher.
They even have a hotel.
Their homepage kind of creeped me out because it's like, here's all these arcade machines and there's a bed next to it. I'm like, what are we doing here?
No, they've got an Airbnb.
I see. I had to roll over it.
So you could just do the whole weekend.
People actually travel down from the Chicago area for that place. It's super neat. Yeah, Pinball you didn't paradise. Know about that?
No, I have no idea.
And I drive.
Educated you two on something. I can't believe it.
I'm not kidding you, Tanya. I would have at least gone once, and if it's as it looks, I would have gone many times.
Oh, you'll be a regular.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, it's fun.
I go by there enough.
They've got Star Wars. So they've got, there's the pinball machine. Yeah. Star Wars, Blackout, Medieval Madness, Silver Ball Mania, Old Chicago, Terminator 2, Judge Dredd. Star Trek, The Next Generation, Twilight Zone, Adam's Family, Getaway, High Speed 2, Cue Ball Wizard, Doctor Who, Gilligan's Island, Super Mario Brothers, Mushroom World. So the video games, Terminator Salvation, Mario and Sonic, 2016 Rio, Solar Assault, Blazing Angels, Ocean Hunters, Dream Riders, Big Buck World, Super GT, Touring Car Championship, Ferrari F355 Challenge, Spy Hunter, Ghost Squad, Afterburner, Omega Race, Alien Extermination, Ninja Assault, Super Hang-On, Sit-Down, Gunblade, Dance Revolution, Speed Up Sit-Down, Chase HQ 2, Stun, they got the Uprights, it's Zookeeper, fun. Tron, Tapper, Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Burger Time, Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong, Centipede, Millipede, Pac-Man Plus, on and on. I mean,
they have it all.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And then they have a little extra building around the corner that's just pinball machines. Yeah. So they have an extension and it's super, it's worth the drive.
The Terminator one where instead of the plunger, it has a little gun that you pull the trigger to shoot the ball out.
Yeah. It's all the things.
They got a video roller coaster kid ride too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all good.
And a tornado air hockey table.
Yeah, and you don't
hot
like,
shot
you just,
basketball.
You just love have to bring basketball. your $20 bill, and you can you can give each kid $20, and you're there for 90 minutes.
They have an old rifle arcade game by the name of Jungle Dreams. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that one in particular, but of course I remember the gun games. Hogan's Alley was the first one I remember.
And jukeboxes.
They have a jukebox that's CDs, and it's fun to play. And if you're playing Dance Dance Revolution, sometimes you jump and it'll make the CD jukebox skip, and it's just
oh, that's hilarious. I love that.
Yeah. Not that I dance on Dance Dance Revolution, because I would never do that, but it's good. It's a good time.
Wow.
It's a good time. Yeah. You got to go.
I'm going.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I know what you're doing this weekend.
Nick will be there this afternoon.
if you
I can't be
right
there
now.
To teach. I got an emergency.
We're just our gaming situation.
Got an emergency Jones to take care of.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Well, when you're there, ask if they have any senior machines.
They're all senior machines, Ryan.
Classics is what I would like to refer to.
Yeah, this could be the classic games.
Classic.
Games of the classics.
I feel like classic, like classic car.
It's better than mature.
Classic.
Vintage.
Vintage works.
Vintage. Yes. Vintage is cool. So are we vintage or classic?
I
all of the above.
Okay, cool. I'm trying here.
Hey, you're in the same boat.
Uh-huh, I know.
I think and everyone else is. I don't, I, Anyway.
I still think the free throw contest and the track and field or the
track
events. Yeah, the track events. Mm-hmm. Because then we could wear new track suits.
Track suits.
Yeah, and I think we would
Velcro sneakers.
That'd be awesome.
Styling for the senior games. I mean the classic games.
No joke. They've gotten better, but if you've noticed, all the advertising is about slip-on shoes now.
Slip-on pants.
You know, I told you Sabrina's shoes are like top five in the NBA.
Yeah.
I found out so is Skechers.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, but the slip-on is, yeah. It's like, you don't have to bend down.
I love it.
I think that's what's wrong with our world today. You want to know how you keep from getting old? Quit being lazy. Bend over and tie your damn shoes.
Those can be real laces, not cosmetic laces on top.
Well, after getting a proper amount of rest, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Make sure you take your supplements.
Yes, we'll take our supplements, plenty of vitamin C.
And a 4 o'clock dinner.
And a 4 o'clock nap. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group with an old guy in the back screaming, "You're driving like a bat out of hell." We'll see you tomorrow.
Decatur and W277 DB Decatur, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias is spearheading legislation that would enhance penalties against people who threaten libraries. Under the proposed law, anyone who sends two threatening messages by electronic media would be subject to a Class 2 felony. The bill also enhances penalties for people who make threats to not only librarians and other employees, but to library buildings. The bill has cleared a House committee. A new campaign to raise awareness about Illinois' firearm restraining orders or red flag laws is underway. The Illinois effort is the first phase of a planned multi-state campaign called Pause to Heal. It's designed to prevent firearm suicides and other shootings by educating the public about the state's red flag laws and the power that families and household members have to ask a court to...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.